Unit 76.
Speaking and listening.
Destiny.
Listen.
In 1564, in Stratford-upon-Avon, England, a boy was born. A boy who was to become England's greatest dramatist, whose name was to become the most famous name in English literature, and whose plays were to be performed all over the world. His parents' name was Shakespeare, and they called their son William.
In 1770, in Cockermouth, England, another boy was born. A boy who was to become one of England's greatest poets, whose name was to become one of the most famous names in English literature, and whose poems were to be read all over the world. His parents' name was Wordsworth, and they called their son William.
In 1935, in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, England, another boy was born. A boy who was to become one of England's greatest businessmen, whose name was to become one of the most famous names in the travel business, and whose couriers were to travel all over the world. His parents' name was Jones, and they called their son William. Instructions.
Listen to the following extracts. One is from a film called Business Difficulties. One is from a film called Danger at Army Headquarters. And one is from a film called Secret Mission. Can you identify them? Number one.
These are your instructions. You are to read them, memorize them, and then destroy them. 1. You are to travel to Vienna using the enclosed Australian passport. 2. You are to check into the Excelsior Hotel using the name in the enclosed British passport. 3. At precisely 6 p.m. on Friday evening, you are to telephone the following number.
Number 2.
Oh, Mrs. Jenkinson, good morning.
Veronica, I'm going into my office and I am not to be disturbed. Is that clear?
Yes, Mrs. Jenkinson.
If anyone telephones, you are to say that I am out. If anyone asks to see me, you are to say that I am out. And if the bank manager calls, you are to say that I have left the country.
Number 3.
Sergeant.
Sir.
You are to remain at this gate until you receive further orders from me.
Yes, sir.
No one is to go in and no one is to come out. Is that clear? No one.
Yes, sir.
Subjunctive forms.
This is another extract from Business Difficulties. Listen.
Veronica, I told you that I was not to be disturbed.
Oh. What is it?
Well, if I were to say the bank manager is here, how would you react?
Very, very badly.
Suppose I were to say the bank manager is here and there are two policemen with him.
Ah.
And he's not very happy.
It would be surprising if he were.
What shall I do?
Do what I told you. Tell him I've left the country. I'm in Morocco. Oh. Just a minute. Show him this postcard.
Best regards from Casablanca. Wish you were here.
Well, don't look at me as if I were mad. It might work.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because this is a postcard of the Eiffel Tower.
This is another extract from Danger at Army Headquarters. Listen.
It is vital that no one be allowed in and that no one be allowed out.
No one at all, sir?
No one at all, Sergeant. If a four-star general or the president himself arrives and demands that he be allowed through the gate, this is what you do. First, you request that he reconsider. Second, you recommend that he reconsider. Third, you insist that he reconsider. Fourth, you suggest that he speak to me and you call me on the phone. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. The orders are clear, but I don't understand the situation. I don't know what's going on.
Nor do I, Sergeant. But I'm gonna find out.
God save the Queen.
This is another extract from Secret Mission. Listen.
Our agent will meet you by the boating lake in the park. He will be carrying a copy of Newsweek and will sit next to you. He will open his copy of Newsweek at page 27, and he will sneeze twice. You will say, "Bless you." He will say, "God save the Queen." And you will say, "Long live the King." He will then give you the documents. He should meet you between 10 o'clock and 10:30. If he is delayed, you are to wait all day if need be. And these documents are vital. You are to collect them and bring them back to London, come what may.
Listen and repeat.
Bless you. God save the Queen. Long live the King. All day, if need be. Come what may.
Song.
Don't Answer Me, sung by Lulu.
I'm asking you to tell me why you leave me as often as you do. Am I to be
attitudes.
Listen and repeat the answers. If I were to say the bank manager is here, how would you react?
Very, very badly.
If I said your mother is here, how would you react?
I'd be very pleased.
If I were to say the Prime Minister is here, what would your reaction be?
I'd be astonished.
If I said someone has stolen your car radio, how would you feel?
It would make me very angry.
If I were to say, I stole some money from your jacket, how would you feel?
It would make me very sad.
If I said you have won £1 million, what would your reaction be?
Shock!
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
God save the Queen. God save our gracious Queen. Long live our noble Queen. God save the Queen.
Bless you, Gordon.
Thank you.
You're very cheerful today.
Well, you know me, I'm always cheerful.
Bum, 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 bum. Uh-oh. Wishing you were here. This is Mr. Jones's car, isn't it?
That's right. Why?
Look who's just come through the door.
Oh, dear.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Jones, hello.
Hello. Again? Well, what is the latest news? Will my car be ready tomorrow?
We're doing our best, but it's a long job.
A long job.
Very complicated.
Very complicated.
And Gordon's getting a cold.
And Gordon's getting a cold.
Yes.
Well, be that as it may, the car must be ready at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, as you promised.
What if Gordon starts feeling really ill?
Well, if I were you, I'd find a replacement for Gordon just in case. The car must be ready at 9 o'clock in the morning, come what may. Is that clear?
Don't worry, sir. The car will be ready in the morning. We'll work late. We'll work all night if need be.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Nothing is too good for our customers. But if I were you, I wouldn't come until 10 o'clock.
What?
You see, we don't open until 10 o'clock on Saturdays.
No.